From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is expected to support new sanctions on North Korea. The sanctions are in response to its latest nuclear bomb and ballistic missile tests. The resolution drafted by the United States and introduced last Thursday calls for a total arms embargo on the North, a mandatory inspection of all cargo going in and out of the country, and a halt to the import of any products that could be used for military purposes. It is the most important day so far in the U.S. presidential campaign. Candidates from both parties are competing in 11 states in what is called Super Tuesday. Republican businessman Donald Trump is riding a three-state winning streak and is favored in 10 of the states. For the Democrats, a poll released Monday shows former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton leading in most of the states. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the cessation of hostilities in his countries offers a glimmer of hope. In a German television interview, Mr. Assad said his government will do its part to make the truce work. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the parties in the conflict to abide by the ceasefire.
So far, the cessation of hostilities is by and large holding, despite some incidents. I call on all parties to continue to keep their promises and demonstrate their good faith.
Ban Ki-moon, a suspected Islamic radical, appeared before the International Criminal Court Tuesday to answer charges that he helped destroy historic religious shrines in the Malian city of Timbuktu. Ahmed Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi spoke only briefly during the pre-trial hearing, which took place in The Hague. This is VOA News.